Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Congressman Gutierrez, are you there?
Speaking.
Hi, you're on WGN Radio. John Williams here. Steve Bertrand's in the newsroom. What's your reaction to this DACA announcement by Jeff Sessions?
Well, first of all, how sad that 800,000 young people came forward, registered with the government, paid a fee. Most of them have done it three times. It's every 2 years. I'm sure many of you recall the long line back in August of 2012 outside of Navy Pier, over 10,000 long. Young people coming forward, registering with the government, going through very serious background checks. And what do they get? A work permit so they can work and go to school. So today, there are doctors in Chicago and architects and engineers and school teachers, among thousands of others, whose future has been threatened, simply not because the president thinks about it. The president said, well, you know, I really like, I'm going to do something special for those kids. Yeah, this is real special. 6 months and you're out. And then Jeff Sessions, I love listening to the Attorney General of the United States say, well, you know, it was an executive order. It wasn't done by Congress. Really? The DREAM Act was approved in November of 2012 by the House of Representatives. 55 senators voted so that we could have cloture in the Senate. Guess which one of the senators didn't vote for cloture so that we could vote on the DREAM Act? None other than Senator Sessions. Then 69 senators in June of 2013 voted for comprehensive immigration reform. 69, including a dozen Republicans. Guess who led the charge?
I'm sorry, but Congressman, the DREAM Act did not pass, right?
Lies these are. No, no, wait, one moment. He said with a straight face, that the reason he had to do this was because it didn't pass Congress. Number one, it's never been tested in the Supreme Court of the United States. So why isn't he challenging it? And please don't tell me it was. It was a tie, 4-4. Of course, the nominee by none other than the President of the United States was thrown to the side until they could appoint their own nominee. But it was never overthrown by the Supreme Court. So let's make sure that we understand the true nature of what we're talking about. Don't tell me there's nothing you can do about it and that Congress hasn't acted when you have been at the forefront, the center, the pivotal person trying to stop it from happening in the first place. What hypocrisy?
So the president is saying that we need congressional action on this. Can you imagine? And I don't mean that rhetorically. What sort of congressional action, what sort of bill could we have that would accomplish what both sides, I think, believe we need, and that is a permanent remedy, at least to the Dreamers. What would a congressional remedy to that be?
Very, very simple. It's very simple. Simply approve the DREAM Act. That's all you have to do. There are sponsors in the Senate. Senator Durbin's working with his Republican colleagues there. They have reintroduced it just but a few weeks ago. It's been reintroduced in the House of Representatives. Look, this is not rocket science. The fact is that we know 69 senators voted for comprehensive immigration reform. We know 55 of them voted for the DREAM Act. That is, they voted for cloture, right? Now, 55 out of 100 is a majority, and it passed in the House of Representatives. So why don't we just leave it for a clean vote and let it pass instead of using these excuses of, well, it didn't pass because it doesn't pass muster of the majority, when really it's only been technicalities that have stopped it from being enacted into law. Obama did the right thing. He saw what the House of Representatives did. He saw what the Senate did. And then he said, they're playing politics. I'm going to set the young people aside and put them in a protective place. And the fact is, it's never gone to the Supreme Court. So here's what should happen. Speaker Paul Ryan should start putting some political capital behind his word. I'm really tired of listening to the speaker say time and time again ad nauseum how he feels so deeply for these Dreamers, how they're caught in this terrible vice and they should be free of it, how he's so sympathetic for them. You know what? Words are cheap. You're the Speaker of the House. call for a vote tomorrow. Show some political courage and do what the majority of Americans want the Congress of the United States to do, and that is set these young people aside from the political infighting that exists in Washington, D.C.
Congressman Luis Gutierrez is on the phone line. Would you be willing to trade wall funding for passage of the DREAM Act?
I do not pay ransom for hostages.
Okay, I think that's pretty clear about that.
Well, put it a different way then, Congressman. Are you telling me that you would vote against an extension of the DREAM Act if it had wall funding in it?
I do not pay ransom for hostages.
We're going to take that as a no, Congressman, just to be clear on this.
I do not pay ransom for hostages.
What about any other attachments to it? I mean,
I do not, as much as I love and you're so dear to me, the both of you, I'm not going to negotiate with you over the radio the future of 800,000 young people. I will negotiate with Speaker Paul Ryan, give him a call. And then right afterwards, I'll let you know what he said about what our negotiations were. But
yeah,
that's about it.
None of the Republicans are taking our calls today. We appreciate your time today.
Well, I'm happy to take your calls because you want to know something? The fact is that the majority – look, remember they used to have – they used to call it the Hastert Rule. Of course, they can't call it the Hastert Rule anymore because you don't really want to call anything after a pedophile, right? So they used to call it the Hastert Rule. And they used to say it had to be a majority of the majority had to be in agreement first. What happens to a majority of the 435 members of the House of Representatives? What about a majority of the American people's will instead of a majority of one party over another? And, you know, it's time that we started allowing the Congress of the United States vote on issues that are important to it instead of kowtowing to this small group. We know it's a small group of 25 members of the Freedom Caucus who say no to everything. You know, why don't we start saying yes to a few things?
Before I let you go, Congressman.
The United States, it was really nice for him to say such sweet, adorable things about the Dreamers. And then what did he do? He does exactly what he always does, the worst thing possible.
Before I let you go, do you have what is your thought about what happened over the weekend with North Korea evidently testing a hydrogen bomb? What should the U.S.'s next position on this be?
I think the United States of America has to stop talking bluster. And you know what we need to do? We need to calm down. This man is a lunatic. He's crazy. And so what do? You act just as crazy as he does, and between the craziness and the idiocy of everybody, selling these wolf tickets out on the public stage, we're going to cause millions of people's lives to peril. Diplomacy is the answer, and we need to calm down the rhetoric and let the crazy man be seen as what he is. Thank you so much.